Now, we said we wouldn't have to wait 7.5 years between shows, and here we are again, less than 2 weeks later, back with another episode of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, and joined again by JB Huskers. JB, how are you?
Caught me with my head down there. I was taking a nap. I thought it was going to be 7 years later.
The info is coming out slowly but surely about the game, or at least surrounding the game.
Info from who?
Well, that's a lot of info. We don't know what's true and not true. Feature-wise, we're still in the dark, which is understandable. The big news really centers around what teams will be in the game and what teams will not be in the game. When they announced the title, EA stated that over 100 schools were in, and they're using the CLC partnership and license to help get those schools in. That would be a benefit of that. Well, we're finding out some teams that will not be in the game. Notre Dame is the biggest one, have said they will not be in the game until name, image, and likeness rules are set in place. Some discussion that or hopes that'll be done in a matter relatively soon, maybe the next year or two, which would be great. And if that's the case, I think they'll end up in the game by the time we finally get to see it. The other school that came out and said we're not going to be in is Northwestern. So right off the bat, JB, those are two of the schools that are saying they will not be in until some kind of name, image, and likeness rules regulations are in place. Notre Dame's the big one. What are your thoughts finally starting to hear some of these schools?
I don't even know the purpose of announcing it at this point, because you have no idea when the game's coming out. Notre Dame always just wants to be cool anyways, and, you know, be separate from themselves.
They like to do their own thing, that's for sure.
It just doesn't really make any sense to say anything right now. Why say you're not going to be in the game? Why piss off your fan base when right. You don't even know by then it might be in? Or if not, you know, why are you gonna make that fan base mad by not including yourself in the game? I just don't see why teams are doing it already, because we don't, you know, we could still be 2 years out. We're probably 2 years out. We could be more.
Right.
Could be less, probably not, but right. We're still a long ways out. So I don't know why you're going out of your way to say we're not going to be in.
That was a point that I had. What is a statement like this from Notre Dame, for example, and we found out through Northwestern later on, but Notre Dame especially, what does this help out or do? Like you said, my take was all this does is disappoint and frustrates your fans of the game. And in my opinion, it's not going to speed up or influence the name, image, likeness rules. It isn't like the NCAA is going to hear this and think, okay, now we got to get on it. There's been 7.5 years with no game. The NCAA couldn't care less about it. You know, that's my perception of it. So like you said, I don't see what this helps. I think I don't know if it's grandstanding. I don't know if it's trying to win the PR. They're trying to win the press release. It sounds good in the short term. But if you think about it, okay, they're only shortchanging their own school. They're not going to be in this game, which theoretically, once it's out there, gets into the home of every teenager who could potentially step foot on your campus. And you're saying you don't want to be in there. Mm-hmm. Where were these schools the last 7.5 years speaking out to try to get it done? Notre Dame has been consistent over the last 5 or 6 years of saying that they believe in the rights of the student athlete and they want licensing and image rights and et cetera. So they do get some credit there. I just don't see where saying the statement now and having this take helps it. I don't think it helps it at all.
Especially when they're probably going to be in the game anyway.
That's the thing. Like you said, if they get these rules in place within the next couple of years, I think they'll be in. There's probably going to be more holdouts. It just seems when EA came out and said there's going to be 100 plus in, and there's 130 schools, you know, okay, there's 20 to 30 schools that are still on the fence. Some will probably fall to the side of, yeah, we're in. Some will say we're not going in. We know Hawaii and Kentucky are contemplating. Illinois is the one of the few schools that have come out and said we're in. We're going to monitor the name, image, likeness. We know EA is monitoring it, and that might change things later on. But at this time, we want our stadium in. We want our school in. We want to be represented. At this time, I don't think it's the end of the world. These schools saying no, but that's only if these rules get put in place and it makes sense and we can get players in the game. If it's one of those things where the name, image, likeness drags out for years on end, especially if there's no group licensing or trying to figure out the fees and the rates and how to pay the players, it could be a long time before the players get in there. And if you have 100 schools in and you have 20 that are either generic or just not in the game period, that's going to make for a really weird college football title. I do think that we can kind of assume, and this is speculation here, but it feels safe in my opinion, and I'll ask you if you agree with this. The college teams that appeared in Madden probably are pretty safe bets to be in EA Sports College Football whenever it comes out, whether that's 2023, 2024. Those schools, if you don't remember, Clemson, Florida, Florida State, LSU, Miami, Michigan State, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, Texas Tech, and USC. I think it's worth noting some of the programs that never appeared in MAT. Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia never appeared in there. And in my opinion, especially Alabama and Ohio State, you would think that EA would really want those two schools in there. So knowing some of that, JB, do you think that could be an indication of some teams that are maybe still thinking about it or And also with Madden, some of the teams are more likely to be in the game.
Yeah, I figure if they're in Madden, they're probably going to be in the game. They're probably a safe bet. There's also a list going around social media that's probably fake right now as well. And that's listing a bunch of random schools, I think. I can't remember what it was even on the list. I'd have to go look, but that seems to be fake as well. But I think anything that was in Madden, any team that was in Madden is almost a safe bet because they felt fine enough to get a fake team in there anyways.
Right. I know the list you've seen. I've seen it on several different places, and it's one of those, I don't know who's done the homework or who's done the legwork. If it's speculation, if they've actually reached out to the schools, it's very unclear.
I doubt there was much research done into this, but
I will say that I don't want to call it anybody who's done it, because I think on one side in particular, I think they really tried. And I will say the first week when they announced this game, I went through and tried to figure out, okay, what 100 plus schools are represented by the CLC and what are the schools that are not. It is a very tough task to do that on your own. The CLC website, I can tell you firsthand, trying to research the best I could, it doesn't have all their schools and all their partners listed. There's some places on the site, it'll say this school is, you go somewhere else and they're not listed, and vice versa. So there were a handful of schools I went back and forth on. I still could not figure out if they're represented by the CLC or if they're represented on their own, if it's some in-house CLC agreement or in-house Learfield IMG agreement. If I was a retailer or a manufacturer of some product and I wanted to get licensed products with the school on it, there's a bunch of schools that I wouldn't even know how you would go about doing it, because it's 2021 and there's so many schools that can't even get their dang licensing figured out, and the CLC is not much help either, that it's confusing for the average person who's trying to go out and do this research to figure out what schools are truly represented by the group.
So included on this list, I think, are some teams that have been in Madden even. Air Force, Arizona State, Army, Clemson, Georgia State, Kentucky, Navy, New Mexico, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Troy, and USC.
Yeah, see, Clemson and USC right off the bat have been in Madden.
It's a fake list.
I think what some people have done is they've automatically assumed that if you're a CLC school, you're in, and if you're not CLC, you're out. And that's not the case. I mean, Clemson and USC blow that argument apart. It's just one of those things that schools still get to decide. They're not completely signing their life and rights away to the CLC. What gets me is over the last 7.5 years, there wasn't a lot of talk by these schools to make this push to bring the game back. I've always felt that there's a lot of people who don't truly understand technology. Sometimes it's the legal system. I think we're seeing it with school administrators right now. They don't understand technology, and namely video games in particular. All they know is they make a lot of money, so we should be getting a lot of money. And that's really, or they rot kids' brains or something stereotypical. What I find humorous is that as social media has become more and more popular, a lot of these schools and athletic departments have done everything in their power to try to make their coaches look relatable to recruits all over the country, regardless of background. I laugh thinking about it. Over the last 7.5 years, the biggest and easiest win for any coach would have been, or athletic department who's running their social media, is to for these coaches and schools to come out and say, hey, by the way, we agree with the players. We agree with the fans. We want this game back. I wish the NCAA and these other groups to find a way to make it happen. I never really saw it. Not to say there weren't some instances of it, but it seems like that was the easiest win for any of these coaches to, you know, relate to players or potential recruits, I should say. And it just never happened. And I think the bigger question I would like to know in the short term, I'm assuming some journalists will stumble across this at some point, with schools such as Notre Dame and Northwestern, did they go to their student athletes and ask for their opinion on this matter? Or are these just administrators sitting in their office deciding they don't want to do this until they can be 100% sure there's no legal ramifications of putting the school in, because they don't understand the roster is going to be randomized. I'm assuming there's going to be zero legal challenges here, but maybe they're just scared. I mean, there's just so many things that I would love to find out behind the scenes how this is being presented, because 100 schools hopped on it. So it can't be a bad argument by EA Sports. It has to be, maybe they weren't clear on some things, or maybe just some of these schools just didn't get it.
I kind of doubt that they really talked to the student athlete or the football players in this case. I highly doubt it, but because I don't really think they're going to really care about their input when it comes to business decisions. So no. I don't even think they conferred with them at all. So
I would think most of them would be in favor. I understand there's probably some that would be opposed to the game, but I would think that most of these schools, I think the players would say, get the school in there. We can worry about the players later when it's allowed. Yeah. I could be wrong, but that's my assumption.
But I don't think they would really are going to take what the players say as advice for their school's business. So I don't think they're going to really care about what they have to say when it comes to this. I think they're going to care more what their lawyers say and what their marketing team says and what their pocketbook says more.
Right. When Notre Dame and Northwestern, especially Notre Dame, came out and said they will not be in this game as is until the name, image, likeness rules and regulations are in place, the Twitter reactions generally seem to be almost humorous in a lot of regards, poking fun at Notre Dame. And a lot of fans saying they'd be fine with a generic school in their place if it came to it. JB, I think, in my opinion at least, you know, a couple of generics would be fine. But if we have to deal with 10, 20, nearly 30 generic schools and maybe some generic bowl games or generic conferences, do you think that maybe slows EA down on production of the game, pushing it off to see if they can get all those rights, or do they go full steam ahead? I personally can see it either way.
It depends on where they progress with it going forward. I'd almost think that they want to get something out as soon as they can have something working. So I think if you're a school on the so hard on that stance and it's time to put the game out, tough,
right?
You're out, you know, you're out, and Joe Blow State's going to come in your place, and your fan base is going to be upset that they can't play as Notre Dame. Obviously the school probably in the end ain't going to care. You know, this is something they just don't care about really.
Right.
Unless they can make money off of it. So they can't make money off of it right now. So, you know, this is something they don't care about, to be honest. So, and you know, a lot of schools do care about it because they realize a lot of schools realize it probably does help with recruiting. So there's always those schools that think they are better than the other 100 in the country, and Notre Dame's definitely one of them. And, you know, I think I think they just get left out in the cold if that game is ready to come out and they still have not jumped on.
How humorous or frustrating would it be if the rules put into place for the name, image, likeness, and it's too late for some teams and stadiums to get into the game?
Oh, boo-hoo. You know, you had to wave your flag in 2021. Boo-hoo.
I think it would have eased the fans concerns more if Notre Dame had said, hey, we're going to let them come in and scan us, have already behind the scenes. But if there's no name, image, likeness in place, we're going to say no. At least then they'd be ready. Because if there's 20 plus schools, that's a lot of work.
You know how university works, though. The only people they want to listen to is their biggest donors.
That's true. And like I said, I think it goes back to my earlier thought. I always felt there's a lot of influential people who don't truly understand technology. Yeah. And I think that's what we're seeing with a lot of these athletic departments, people who just didn't grow up with it. They don't play it. They don't see it. They don't understand the benefit to it. I think it might be some benefit if there's a lot of players that spoke up. I think that might put some pressure. That might change some
minds. Maybe, but those players are gone in a year or two. And so they speak up now and they're not even going to be around when the game comes out. So I don't think they are even going to be taken seriously if they spoke up now.
That's true. And there were some, and I'd kind of forgotten about this, but I saw some people on Twitter and social media talking about how Northwestern is the same school that several years ago kind of put a kibosh on attempts by their players to unionize. But all said, now they're all on board and protecting the players with the name, image, likeness. So there's definitely a bit of inconsistency there by Northwestern. We're going to wrap up the show here. Let's do a little bit of what I call a cleanup from last week's show. Some things that maybe we want to expand on or think clarification or just some things we missed. Darren Revell on Twitter reported a planned, according to his source at EA, 2023 release date, meaning that if you want to go by what numerical title, it'd be College Football 24. So if that puts it about 2.5 years out, of course, like we've been talking about, it's so early, things could change. One thing we didn't mention last week, it's an exclusive simulation license, assuming that means 11v11, so nobody else can come in and get do a full-fledged college football title. Two aspects here. One, maybe it leaves it open up for a chance at an arcade competitor, or at least an arcade title by somebody who wants to come in and do a 7-on-7 or just an over-the-top game. JB, question. Do you think the exclusive simulation license going to EA drops a bomb on smaller titles, say Doug Flutie, Maximum Football, Axis Football, anybody who, but Flutie, you know, built a franchise mode and has had it for 2 years.
But granted, they have
a pretty good editor, but all said now, there's zero chance of them getting a college license.
They're going to have a small niche that's, I think, going to at least fund the game enough with that small of a team. Right. They don't need to have a million sales to stay afloat. I think they have a big enough base. I don't know how diehard they are, how hardcore they are now, how happy they are with how this year progressed, to be honest.
Right.
You know, it's hard to get into the game. My my personal experience with it, just because just the way the game plays, and it's not like it's bad. It's just like, it's like all pro 2K8. A lot of people swore by it. I just couldn't get into the style of it. It's just, I can't get into the style of Flutie, though. It's for what it's worth, it's a game I still like to spend money on to support, because it's fun.
But they also have the Canadian football leagues, and they have the other leagues they put in their generic. So I think they'll be fine. And as a fan, I would love to have seen a competitor, or love to see an alternate college football title. The one line we should have said last week, with the game being 2 to 3+ years away, fans are probably going to need that time to get the next gen consoles, since it's not easy to get consoles right now, especially the PS5.
Starting to get easier. The end of this month, it's been starting to get easier for people. They've been going on sale a lot more often, especially this week. I've seen sales go everywhere. I've seen friends of mine finally land one after they've been trying since launch. So it's getting there.
We talked last week about EA's goodwill. They have so much goodwill built up now from everybody who loved NCAA 14, who missed college football, glad to see it back, that they have a lot of potential. And we talked about how they can build on that. And we had mentioned one thing they should not do is copy what NBA Live did, where they infamously on Twitter said that we promised to check back with regular updates. As of this recording, JB, on February 25th, 2021, that was 15 months and 28 days ago, 486 days ago. There's been no communication from the company on what's going on with their NBA Live title. So that's one thing that a college football cannot, and they won't. But if they go dark for a long period of time, that will eat away the goodwill a little bit. And it really puts pressure on, it really messes up the developers, because when they pop up to get feedback, people are mad at them for lack of communication, and they had nothing to do with it. It wasn't their responsibility. I'd say at the very least, they've got to start communicating, because there's a lot of people who liked NBA Live, and just people in general who see that on social media, and they completely disgusted with it, and rightfully so. That's, when you have a team of marketing experts and communication specialists, you don't use the verbiage of, we promise to do anything, because you never know what's going to happen. So that was a mistake on somebody's part. And then when you go 16 plus months without talking, that's unacceptable.
It may be a company-wide thing, because the EA Play Twitter account was dormant for so long for some weird reason. And then all of a sudden it came alive, because they now have an EA Pro option you can subscribe to that costs more, that gets you a few other things that, so all of a sudden now somebody's on that Twitter account, which is kind of funny. But
with that, we're going to wrap up tonight's show. We wanted to do just touch base quickly with the community and talk about some of the schools that are in, some that are out as of now. However, to kind of reiterate, at this time, we're not overly concerned about it. It's not the end of the world. If the name, image, likeness, regulations, and rules get in place in the next year or two, which some are optimistic, I'm not as optimistic, just because between the NCAA and Congress, I have zero faith. But if it's expected by some to be done in the next year or two, that should be plenty of time then for those schools, hopefully, to get on board. JB, I want to thank you for coming on tonight, and we'll see you next time on the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.